The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You, Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM. And today, Rebecca Miller, and of course, our co-host is Otto Loos, and the fabulous radio show producer, Christina Liu. We were talking with Mike Yataro and just got so much incredible safety information for everyone and really appreciate everything, all the information he provided. And now we have our special guest, as always, is Nassau County Executive Laura Curran. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. So I caught the last bit that you had with our Fire Marshal, Acting Chief Fire Marshal Mike Yataro. And I just have to say, the Fire Marshals have done such a wonderful job. And I'm speaking specifically, well, always, but specifically throughout the pandemic. They've really had to pivot and had to visit businesses where there were complaints and, you know, make sure everyone was doing the right thing. And they handled it in such a calm and professional way. I'm really proud of the work that they did. So I'm happy that you had him on.
We had a very good session with Mike. He's getting promoted next week, right?
Yes, he is. Yeah. He's definitely earned it. And I'm looking forward to his leadership of the department.
A good man.
Yeah, he provided a lot of good information, a lot of good information for the seniors and for everybody it really applies to. But we were really appreciative of that. So how are you? What's happening in the county? What's a grand update?
Well, the grand update is, unfortunately, we're seeing a bit of an uptick in cases of coronavirus, and we believe it is due to this Delta variant. Now, we've all been speaking for the past few weeks about our really great vaccination rate. We're close to 97% of 65 and older, people 65 and older being vaccinated, and that's good because
I think we lost
homes getting crowded. Very few people.
Not working.
We're having a little technical difficulty. We are speaking with Nassau County Executive Laura.
She's
back.
Oh, no. My bad.
So we're talking with Laura. She's having a little technical difficulty.
Can you hear me now? How about now?
Okay. Now we can hear. Laura's in a... of course, in a car going to yet another meeting. So it's kind of, that's what happens when she's in transit, but we're grateful to have her on. So you were talking about, you were giving us a little bit of the COVID update.
Yes. So I think next time I'm just going to have to be somewhere still and do this interview because I don't like inconveniencing you with my technical difficulties, you and your listeners. I think I should be fine now. I'm coming in clear, right? No.
On and off.
Well, COVID Delta is what you talked about. Clearly we all read that there's a big uptick. And I have people in my own family who I have to discuss with the fact that they haven't gotten a vaccine. And it's difficult to get the point across to some people. And that's a challenge, I believe, on your end on a larger scale. You know, what makes people not want to get the vaccine? If you know why.
No,
yeah, we're still having a little
bit of various reasons why people need the information. Sorry. All right, I'm trying to turn off, turning this off. Is that any better?
Much better.
Yes.
All right. So, okay. So in answer to your question, Otto, a lot of people don't, they're not trusting the vaccine. They think it's too new. You know, there's a lot of different reasons as to why people don't want to take it. So I believe that our job is not to shame
Our job is to get the information out there. We're having webinars with all different communities, town hall on Facebook Live, all these different ways of communicating with people, with health experts from those communities, and also making it as accessible as possible. So yesterday, for instance, we were in the village of Hempstead announcing with the mayor, Mayor Hobbs, a student vaccine day. So we're doing 5 days for students specifically to get vaccinated, you know, because we want our school year to be as normal as possible. We want children to have a normal school year, to be able to learn, to be able to be with their peers, to do sports, to be social, to be out there in the world where they need to be. And for that to happen, you know, we need to get our vaccine rate better. However, I have to say, so I mentioned the 65 and older. We have close to 97% of people 65 and older are vaccinated. 81% of people in Nassau who are 18 and older are vaccinated. That means they've had at least one dose of the vaccine. So we're doing well. We're really leading the state and we're leading the country, but we really need to make that final push, you know, especially in our African-American community and Latino community and among young people, where the percentages aren't as high as the general population. And one thing I would say is, you know, kids under 12 aren't eligible yet. So if you have a child who is in that age group, who has respiratory problems or has a compromised immune system, you might want to be a little more careful as there's more of this Delta variant around.
Yeah. You know, Gia, I wonder if there was kind of like less people or fewer people getting vaccinated after we opened up. I think everybody just, you know, I think people wanted to just forget about it and be like, okay, we're safe now, back to normal. I didn't get it. I'm probably not going to get it. So I don't need to get the shot. I think there's like this almost, you know, denial about it. So, I think you're so right just about continuing the education and information out there and how important it is and all the reasons why it's so important, you know, because if somebody, you know, it might be true, someone may get it and be okay, but someone they love may not be, and that person could get sick from them.
Yeah, you know, go ahead, Otto.
No, I'm saying I agree with your approach. I mean, you have to take it from a positive perspective that encourage why they should get this done, not knock it down or politicize it, if you will. You know, I think it's the right approach.
That's right, Otto, because if you politicize it, you just automatically turn a bunch of people off. And you have to sort of come at them where they are.
Yeah, and I think that's part of what happened in the beginning, but that's a different topic.
Right. We could talk about that another time, but it's true. And we also, you know, we want to remind everyone that it's free. It's widely available now. And we are finding we still have one of our pods open from our county health department. There's a distribution site that's still open. It's just one day a week. And we are getting a few more people showing up now. Now that Delta's coming, we are seeing a little bit of an uptick in people interested in getting the vaccine. So I would just say, if you're on the fence, if you're thinking about it, if you're not sure, don't listen to me. I am an elected official. I'm not a doctor. But go talk to your doctor. Talk to a health professional that you trust, and then make the decision that's right for you. Now is the time to have that conversation if you were putting it off.
Right.
A different topic is there was a lot of positive information about how the county has weathered the financial storm from pandemic. And I think it would be nice if you could talk about some positives that happened.
Yeah. In how I run county government, we provide very important services, health department, police, you know, sewage, you name it, very important stuff. But we need to do it in a financially responsible way. So that's how I've run since I got into office 3.5 years ago, without raising property taxes. So we haven't gotten an extra dime in property taxes since I've taken over. So we were in good shape getting into the pandemic. We had a surplus, which was good. And then, of course, our sales tax plummeted. It's 40% of our budget. It's a $3.3 billion budget. 40% of that comes from sales tax. Business shut down, society shut down, sales tax plummet, worried sick. How are we going to continue to supply the services that we do? So we were able to manage. And then we refinanced our debt at historically low rates. So we're in very good shape. We probably got it at the best possible moment for refinancing the debt. So we're in very good shape. And again, had a surplus, which was wonderful. Now, on top of that, we have money from the federal government, from the American Recovery Plan, American Rescue Plan. I always forget which one it is. ARP, the ARP. And so that's going to help us now get help. You know, we're working with our legislature. We're getting help out to small businesses. We're getting help out for more mental health counseling, youth programs, programs for seniors, veterans, because our goal, our shared goal, is to make sure that every community, every facet of our economy can recover as robustly as possible. So we want to use this money to make sure that that happens, this extra money that we have. I mean, how often is it that you are able to, you know, in Nassau County, we have had historically deficits. We have had a historic chronic budgetary problems. And, you know, the fact that we're doing very well with balanced books is wonderful.
How does it work? Like you said, sales tax has plummeted. Does the county get anything? Let's say I buy something on Amazon or any online sales, there's a tax taken out. Does the county get any of that, or how does that work?
Yeah, so actually there was a time about 2 years ago where we were not getting that sales tax. So if you were buying from a third party out of state vendor, Nassau County wasn't getting the sales tax. And that really put our local mom and pop shops, our local business, at a disadvantage. So that change was made up in Albany. So basically any purchase that's done in Nassau County will get a little bit of that. The state has scooped up a nice amount of that, but the county does get some of it. So that's helpful.
Okay.
Well, this is, you know, thank you so much. I know that we only have you for one segment today, but I just want to throw in there some really fun information. The shows at Eisenhower Park have been terrific. Dan just gave me the 1 minute signal, so we don't even have enough time, but I wanted to just put it out there that it's been wonderful that we have been opening.
Yeah, go to our website, NassauCountyNY.gov/parks. We've got an amazing lineup and thousands of people are coming. Did movie night last night in Eisenhower Park, thousands of people. We have Sir Paul, a tribute to the Beatles, coming on
wonderful
Saturday night.
County Executive Laura Kern, we have to take a break. I am so sorry. Thank you so much for joining us on Project Independence and You, and we will be right back.